Side 3.
Chapter 3. Hunt the Hag. Miss Tick removed her hat, reached inside and pulled a piece of string. With little clicks and flapping noises, the hat took up the shape of a rather elderly straw hat. She picked up the paper flowers from the ground and stuck them on carefully. Then she said, "Phew! You can't just let the kid go like that," said the toad, who was sitting on the table. "Like what?" "She's clearly got first sight and second thoughts. That's a powerful combination." "She's a little know-it-all," said Miss Tick. "Right. Just like you. She's impressed you, right? I know she did, because you were quite nasty to her, and you always do that to people who impress you. Do you want to be turned into a frog?" "Well, now, let me see," said the toad sarcastically. "Better skin, better legs. Likelihood of being kissed by a princess 100% improved? Why, yes, whenever you're ready, madam." "There are worse things than being a toad," said Miss Tick darkly. "Try it sometime," said the toad. "Anyway, I rather liked her."
"So did I," said Miss Tick briskly. "She hears about an old lady dying because these idiots thought she was a witch, and she decides to become a witch so that they don't try that again. A monster roars up out of her river, and she bashes it with a frying pan. Have you ever heard the saying, 'The land finds its witch'? It's happened here, I'll bet. But a chalk witch. Witches like granite and basalt. Hard rock all the way down. Do you know what chalk is?" "You're going to tell me," said the toad. "It's the shells of billions and billions of tiny, helpless little sea creatures that died millions of years ago."